Britain's defense secretary answered questions today in Parliament about the involvement of troops from the UK in abuse of prisoners in Iraq. Jeff Hoon's appearance came as both the International Committee of the Red Cross and Amnesty International said they had warned of abuses for more than a year. Hoon said the government was already dealing with those allegations before the recent firestorm of publicity, and he suggested that pictures published in a British newspaper were falsified. NPR's Emily Harris is in London.
British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon told Parliament that British troops had been involved in more than 100 clashes with Iraqi insurgents this weekend. Then he offered an apology to any Iraqi abused by British forces.
But I want to say on behalf of the British government that we unreservedly apologise to any Iraqis where the evidence shows that they have been mistreated.
Prime Minister Tony Blair said much the same on French television last night. In Parliament, the Defence Secretary said the British government had taken appropriate action in response to allegations of abuse, including those raised by the International Committee of the Red Cross.
We are not in any way complacent about such allegations. The 33 cases of Iraqi civilian deaths, injuries and ill treatment that have been or are under investigation testify to our determination. These investigations were not begun in response to the ICRC, to Amnesty International, or indeed as a result of any pressure from the media.
Hoon said a February Red Cross report cited only 3 allegations of abuse specifically by British troops, one involving a death, which he said was already under investigation, one criticizing the practice of hooding prisoners, which Hoon said ended last September. The third citation was a claim that troops took the car of a detainee. Hoon told Parliament he hadn't seen the Red Cross report until quite recently because it was given to the government in strictest confidence by the U.S. administration in Iraq. That brought derision from Nicholas Soames, the opposition's defense spokesperson.
For goodness sake, Mr. Speaker, who on earth is running the MOD? And who is authorized to see important and confidential documents from the ICRC? The government's failures in this regard must lend further credence to the view that this is a government that has lost its grip on its policy in Iraq.
The human rights group Amnesty International says it told the British government about cases of prisoner abuse in letters sent last May and last October. Spokesperson Richard Bunting says despite the military's investigations, Amnesty is not satisfied.
You know, you need open, transparent investigations, and you need a civilian element in those investigations as well. And indeed, we would say that you would want those investigations to be civilian-led.
Allegations against British troops have played here alongside the allegations against U.S. soldiers, with a sense among some that the Americans did worse. One member of Parliament today called U.S. soldiers' behavior bestial. On the streets of London, 38-year-old lighting designer Max Johnston agreed, but was reluctant to say that British troops behaved much better.
Both are horrific, both are wrong. All the pictures of the American abuse seem to show it being more systematic and planned. But that doesn't make it necessarily worse than the rather more spontaneous-looking British stuff.
There are at least 2 known sets of pictures of alleged British abuse. One apparently shows Iraqi prisoners being forced to have sex with each other. The Daily Mirror newspaper published another set, but Defense Secretary Hoon said today the truck in those images almost certainly wasn't in Iraq. The newspaper disputes that and calls the pictures an accurate illustration of serious abuse by British soldiers in Iraq. Emily Harris, NPR News, London.